Chapter 25. At 8:10 in the morning, Bo Marino sat alone in the back of the school bus with his feet up on the seat next to him, smoking a joint. The smell of weed slowly filled the bus, and several kids turned to look, and a couple of them giggled. Bo took a deep drag and let it out slowly toward the front of the bus. The driver was a woman, and Bo wondered if she even knew what pot was when she smelled it. Bo looked older than he was. He was already shaving regularly. He had been lifting weight since junior high and showed it. His neck was short and thick, and his upper body was muscular. He was a tailback in the USC-style offense that Coach Zambello used. Several small colleges had recruited him. He was very pleased with himself. In the rearview mirror, Molly could see Bo smoking. She smelled the marijuana. Well, well, she thought, Bo Marino appears to be breaking the law. She called Jesse on her cell phone and spoke softly. One of the three young men we're interested in is inhaling a controlled substance in the back of the bus, Molly said. Jesse was silent for a moment. Then he said, When you get to school, arrest him. I'll have Soup meet the bus. Okie dokie, Molly said. Aren't you supposed to say something like, Roger that, Jesse said. I like okie dokie, Molly said, and smiled and shut off the phone. The bus pulled into the circular driveway in front of the high school, and the kids got off. Bo stayed until last, smoking his joint, and pinched it out when there was no one else on the bus. He dropped the roach in his shirt pocket and swung his feet contemptuously off the seat and stood. As he got off the bus, the lady bus driver said, Hold it there for a minute, Bo. He stared at her. Hold what? He said. The lady bus driver took a badge out of her purse and showed it to him. I observe you using a controlled substance, Molly said. We'd like you to come down to the station. Bo stared at her. Peripherally, he saw the janitor that everybody knew was a cop walking toward the bus. A what? A controlled substance. You were observed smoking a joint on the bus. The snipe is still in your shirt pocket. You're fucking crazy, Bo said. We can go to my car, Molly said. It's parked over there. Fuck you, lady, Bo said. He started to walk past her. Molly stepped in his way. Don't make me arrest you, Molly said. You, Bo said, get out of my way or I'll fuck you. He tried to move past her again, and again Molly blocked him. Bo covered her left breast with his right hand and shoved her out of the way. Molly took a canister from her purse and sprayed him in the face. Bo made a sound that might have been a scream and clasped his hands to his face. Ow, he said. Jesus Christ. Ow, ow, you fucking blinded me. Molly put the mace away, took her handcuffs, and snapped the cuff on Bo's left wrist. Soup came around the front of the bus in his janitor's outfit and pulled Bo's right hand down, and they cuffed him. Red-eyed, coughing, and head down, Bo was dragged into Jesse's office and put in a chair. My eyes are killing me, he said. I need something for my eyes. The bitch sprayed me for no reason. Give me something for my eyes. My father's going to sue your ass. Uncuff him, Jesse said, and leave him with me. Molly took the cuffs off and put them in her purse. Bo immediately began to rub his eyes. It'll stop in a while, Jesse said. Rubbing them won't help. We'll go down and wash them. Molly put a baggie on Jesse's desk. When we arrested him, Simpson said, naturally we patted him down for concealed weapons, found this in his backpack. Bo stopped coughing just long enough to say, That's not mine. The bastards planted that. Be my guess that there's enough here, Molly said, to support possession with intent. Wouldn't be surprised, Jesse said. Anything else? No weapons, Simpson said. We didn't look at everything. Simpson put Bo's backpack on the top of the file cabinet next to the window beside Jesse's desk. You guys may as well go back to what you were doing, Jesse said. Cover's pretty well blown, Molly said. Stay on it anyway, Jesse said. I never had any cover to start with, Simpson said. Molly and Simpson went out. Jesse sat quietly looking at Bo. I need something for my eyes, Bo said between coughs. I need a doctor. Jesse didn't say anything for a while. Then he stood. Okay, let's go wash you off, he said. Rinsed and dried, Bo was still red-eyed and puffy-looking, and he still coughed sporadically. You call my father, Bo said. We're working on it, Jesse said. Right now we got you on possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell, failure to obey a lawful command, threatening a police officer, assaulting a police officer, and being a general major league fucking jerk. A bitch can't get away with spraying me like that, Bo said. Jesse smiled. He didn't say anything. Bo sat in the chair across the desk, staring hard at Jesse. "So you going to arrest me," he said, "or what?" Jesse didn't answer, and Bo stood up. "Fuck this," he said. "I'm walking out of here." "Nope," Jesse said. "You think you can stop me?" Bo said. Jesse laughed. "Of course I can stop you," he said. "For Christ's sake, a 120-pound woman hauled you in here in handcuffs. If you weren't a cop..." "But I am a cop," Jesse said. "Sit down." Jesse's voice was still pleasant, but there was a sudden undertone in it that made Bo uncomfortable. He didn't want to sit down. He tried looking hard at Jesse. If Jesse noticed, it didn't show. Bo sat down. Jesse picked up the backpack and put it on the desk in front of him and dumped it out. He looked at what he had. A notebook, 3 ballpoint pens, some Kleenex, a pack of condoms, a ruler, a protractor, 2 packs of spearmint gum, and a white envelope. He opened the envelope and found 4 prints of Candace Pennington lying naked on the ground. Bingo. Her face was distorted by crying. Someone out of the picture was holding her ankles, and Kevin Feeney was holding her wrists. Feeney was smiling. Jesse looked carefully at each print, then he put them face up on his desk, facing toward Bo, and smiled at him and waited. Bo didn't look at the pictures. Jesse let the silence thicken. Then he said, "Who's the young lady?" "I don't know," Bo said. "I found them pictures." "And the young gentleman?" "I told you, I don't know. I found them." "Where?" "In the school library. Somebody must have dropped them." "The young lady looks like she's crying," Jesse said. "You know how broads are. Sometimes they cry after you fuck them." "Really? And it seems that the young gentleman is restraining her." "I don't know," Bo said. "You don't know what?" "I don't know nothing about that picture." Arthur Angstrom opened Jesse's door. "Kid's father is here," he said. Jesse nodded. "We've got Abby Taylor with him," Arthur said. "Lawyer to the rescue," Jesse said. "Send them in."